Before Hays County Commissioner Will Connolly answered the City Council's questions about Purgatory Creek and the planned expansion, he deferred to Trust for Public Lands Representative Scott Parker to explain to the Council what the Trust has done for San Marcos.
The Trust for Public Land, working with the City of San Marcos and Hays County, has actively and successfully worked to acquire and protect key conservation lands along Purgatory Creek as an expansion to the city's Purgatory Creek natural area.
The Trust for Public Lands has helped Purgatory Creek expand in previous years as well, Parker explains.
Since 2010, we helped the city acquire approximately 289 acres to date.
Parker went on to add that the Trust for Public Land utilized 8 different funding sources from private donations to federal support. For this latest expansion, Parker and the Trust just need the city and county's cooperation to make the $1 million purchase. However, time may not be on their side.
As was mentioned, the Trust for Public Land holds the right to acquire this property. We worked with the landowner to hold that right for a little over 4 years now, which is extraordinary patience on the part of the landowner. However, our ability to acquire the property terminates at the end of February, so we are under a bit of a time crunch.
The pressure is now on the city and county to finalize terms on how to pay for the land. The city will contribute no more than $500,000, with the promise that the county will raise funds to lessen the burden on the city. With Commissioner Connolly working on terms of the agreement now, San Marcos is getting closer to being home to the largest natural urban preserve in the state of Texas. For KTSW News, I'm Matthew Hamill.